Welcome to the weekly broadcast from the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church in Carmichael's, Pennsylvania. We invite you to join with us each week to hear more about the gospel and our Lord Jesus Christ, and more about the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church and its services throughout the year. I'm Father Rodney Torbick, the parish priest. I'll read the gospel for today, followed by a sermon on that reading. The sixth Sunday after Pentecost. Matthew 9:1-8. So he got into a boat, crossed over, and came to his own city. Then behold, they brought to him a paralytic, lying on a bed. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, Son, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven you. And at once some of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemes. But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier to say, Your sins are forgiven you, or to say, Arise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. Then he said to the paralytic, Arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. And he arose and departed to his house. Now when the multitude saw it, they marveled, and glorified God, who had given such power to men. The Lord Jesus Christ provides each person with the opportunity to begin anew. The new beginning comes when the person repents of sin and turns to Christ for forgiveness. The Gospel of St. Matthew speaks of Jesus having the power to forgive sins. The forgiveness of sins lifts a great burden from the heart of the sinner. The repentant sinner is strengthened by Christ to follow Christ. Joy comes in the forgiveness of sins. The love of Christ for the believer is evident in the forgiveness of sins. Believers do well to contemplate the love of Christ. Believers do well to focus on Christ every minute of every day. Many images come before individuals during the course of a day. Often the images are not good images. Keeping Christ, the Mother of God, and the saints in the church in our thoughts, hearts, and minds is a means to protect our souls. We can ward off evil thoughts, we can ward off temptations by thinking about Christ as much as possible. We can ward off attacks against the heart, mind, and soul by repeating the name of Christ and praying constantly. Reading the Holy Gospel, saying the Octathus to the Lord Jesus Christ, and saying the Jesus prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner, are three ways to keep the name of Christ constantly in our thoughts. Christ transforms the believers who desire to begin anew. Change is not easy, and the cross has a part in any change. Believers must be willing to die to sin and to live in Christ. The Holy Apostle Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Every year on Great and Holy Friday, the death of Christ on the cross receives the greatest of attention. Every Friday of the year in Orthodox churches, the cross of Christ is the focus of attention. Eternal life is the goal of believers. From the baptismal font to the departure from this life, believers make decisions determining whether they will achieve eternal life. Repentance is fundamental to the Christian life. Taking up the cross and following Christ is fundamental to the Christian life. The Lord Jesus Christ said, If any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. The journey to God's kingdom requires effort every day. Continuous prayer is difficult and entails concentration and consistent effort. God helps with the effort for those turning to Him in faith. Jesus welcomes those who are heavy burdened. He offers rest for the soul. Believers need to act on the hope Jesus offers. Believers need to act in faith to repent and accept forgiveness. God is merciful and loving. The mercy and love of God is best experienced by turning to God in faith. personal experience with God is the best experience. Holy confession and Holy Communion offer the best personal experience. Past sins fade away into new life in Christ. Life in Christ brings peace and joy. Even in the midst of hardship, the resurrected Christ stands as a light for the believer in times of darkness. Today and every day, turn to Jesus Christ with a repentant heart. Accept the yoke of Christ. Jesus said, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." No better life exists than the life in Jesus Christ. We invite you to visit us at the St. George Sermon Orthodox Church. The Divine Liturgy is held each Sunday at 10 a.m. We also have morning and afternoon services each day. The St. George Church is part of the Eastern American Diocese. The Austin headquarters is located in Morris, Pennsylvania. Its Grace Bishop Dr. Mitrofan is a diocesan bishop. The St. George Sermon Orthodox Church is located at 296 Old Route 21, across the power plant near Carmichael's, PA. For directions or times of daily services, please call 724-966-7428. The parish priest is Father Rodney Torbeck. The choir is under the direction of Sonia Jansen. Tom Hunter is a recording engineer for this program. Thank you for listening.